prejudices against the Jews, all the old bigotry, and yet on the other side he was motivated by the new spirit of Europe to grant Jews equal rights, to give them opportunities, to see to it that the Jewish interests were protected and that Jews were integrated into the society. We have in the records of the time that when Germany was forced to cede to France the provinces of Alsace and Lorraine, which will go back and forth for the next 100 years, much to the pain and blood of the entire world, the Jews who lived in this area, and there were long-standing Jewish communities, ancient Jewish communities, community of Strasbourg and others, Napoleon said at a council of French ministers that they have to break up the Jews. There's too many Jews in those counties, in that area, and that it's too close to enemy territory, to potential enemy territory, for France to allow that many Jews to live there. So this is the old bigotry, that the Jews somehow would sell out France and be disloyal to the empire. On the other hand, Napoleon granted equal rights to Jews. He allowed them to be citizens of France. He allowed them to serve in the army, which may have been a dubious thing, but many Jews were in the French army, in Napoleon's army. And Napoleon, as we will see, took a direct hand in Jewish affairs. The first of a number of Western leaders who would actually interfere, or European leaders rather, who would actually interfere in Jewish life in order to change Jewish life to their liking. Napoleon wanted the Jews to assimilate. He said that openly. He said the solution to the Jewish problem lay in assimilation. As such, Napoleon found allies within the Jewish people. The Reform Movement and others of the Enlightenment agreed with Napoleon that the problem of the Jewish people could be and would be settled by a mass assimilation. Now, mass assimilation, Napoleon in the back of his mind had the idea of conversion, because he set up two classes of Jews, legally two classes of Jews. Jews that were Jews and Jews that were converts to Christianity. And the new Jews, as he called them, were the ones that received the most favorable treatment. And Napoleon was so liberal, in fact, that the Jews of Paris, who supported him blindly, were granted the status of new Jews, even though they had not as yet converted. And Napoleon set up a system of consistoires, of consistories, of governing councils of Jews throughout the empire. And these consistories were responsible directly to Napoleon. And it is through them that Jewish life was to be governed, was to be shaped, and it was to be formed. His idea was to form it into an assimilationist group that he hoped within a generation would be able to assimilate completely into European society, and then the Jewish problem would have disappeared. Basically, the Jewish people would have disappeared. Certainly, the Jewish religion as practiced throughout the centuries would have disappeared. Now, Napoleon, as all great dictators, emperors, leaders, felt A, he was going to live forever, B, he was always going to be successful, and therefore C, everything that he hoped for was on a grand design. He was not talking, the modern day dictators at least are modest, they talk in 5-year plans, 5-year increments. Hitler spoke of the 1,000-year Reich, which lasted 15 years, not even 15 years, 12 years. The Napoleon, who also only lasted about 12 years, an exciting 12 years, but still only 12 years, Napoleon thought of himself also in terms of the emperor.